Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I'm Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School and a graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill, celebrating its 60th anniversary. January 18, 1951. Barbados needs new hotel and new terminal building. On this day, January 18, 1951, the Barbados Advocate reported that TransCanada Airlines, which inaugurated its first flight to Barbados on December 3, 1949, had increased airlift to the island by 100%. Mr. F. Maurice McGregor, Operations Manager, Overseas Service of TCA, stated that while he welcomed the substantial increase in business, the lack of adequate hotel accommodation was disconcerting. Mr. McGregor, who was making a general inspection tour of the Caribbean area, arrived in Barbados the previous Saturday and was staying at Ocean View Hotel. He went on to explain that his company intended to increase the number of weekly flights to Barbados to maximize revenue. However, the lack of hotel accommodation for prospective Canadian visitors was hindering his company's projections. From February onwards, TCA scheduled 2 flights per week between Canada and Barbados. Mr. McGregor underscored the fact that the present airlift was insufficient, and it was impossible to meet the demand for travel to Barbados that existed in the Canadian market, especially in the winter months. Thus, his company had to turn away potential customers that wished to travel to the island. Commenting on the new runway, which he had landed on for the first time, Mr. McGregor said that he found it to be good in every respect. He then applauded the government for providing a first-class airport which could facilitate increased visitor arrivals, but noted that the terminal building was inadequate and needed to be enlarged. To prevent unauthorized incursions into restricted areas by members of the public, Mr. McGregor believed that the government should pass airport control legislation, similar to what obtained in other jurisdictions. Mr. McGregor further suggested that the Barbados government offer tax concessions for the construction of a new 100-room hotel. He believed that if this happened, Canadian investors could be found to finance such a project, as local investors seemed hesitant to do so. On this day, January 18, 1951, the Barbados Advocate published an article which contained key proposals for improving the tourism sector. In an effort to develop Barbados's tourism industry, Mr. McGregor's ideas were implemented by successive Barbadian governments in the 1950s and 1960s.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.